Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Tipsy Tourism, the podcast where we visit top tourist attractions whilst enjoying some alcoholic beverages in an incredibly responsible manner. My name is Chelsea and I am in charge of choosing the activity.
And I'm James and I'm in charge of choosing the drink off my drinks trolley.
Yeah, which you don't have with you today.
I haven't got it.
Yeah, again, we've been out and about this series.
Yeah, can't bring it with me all the time.
No, not with, we did not pay for baggage.
No, because I flew somewhere and we're now overseas.
Yeah, I got the train and then the ferry and we are both in Dublin. Yes, and...
Hello.
Funnily enough, oh God, don't start that. We have got Irish listeners.
Hello.
No.
Top of the
Nope.
Hello.
You will not be able to guess where we are going to today.
Have one guess now. Yes, you're correct.
We are off to the Guinness Storehouse.
Yeah, we are.
Very, very, very touristy.
Yeah, we're going to the Guinness Storehouse. Because Guinness, interesting fact number one, is from Ireland.
What?
Yeah, they started growing it in Dublin.
Growing it?
Yeah.
Oh, you just know there's going to be so many facts.
It's grown here.
This episode.
In Dublin.
So, James... I mean, I'm gonna.
The chosen drink today.
Like, I don't even trust you with this.
Stella Artois.
Shut up.
It's not. We're having Guinness. Now, because we're not at the Guinness factory yet, I haven't got. Don't go mad, Irish people. I haven't got proper Guinness here.
What?
But I have got Guinness here. So I've not got Guinness from a barrel and from a tap and from the proper serving way. I've got Guinness from...
a can.
Guinness from a can.
I think that's allowed.
So, I bought it from the shop, but you can see here that I dropped this one.
Oh, when did you do that?
It's quite substantially damaged. Oh, so I'm going to open that one. I'm going to take one for the team.
Thanks.
And then you've got a glass there.
Oh, we both pouring it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Shaking this up? Oh my God, mine fizzed and you didn't even drop this one.
Right, mine's got a right head on it.
Mine has on top of the can. I haven't got it in the glass yet. Right, let me just... Ooh.
Oh no.
Oh, I've done a horrible job of this. I mean, that's a sad, sad Guinness.
I think it looks okay.
It's not as bad. I think there is a Facebook group dedicated to shit pints of Guinness.
Shit London Guinness. That's an Instagram account.
I mean...
See, it's nice, but it's not as smooth.
Yeah. Obviously, it's not going to be the best Guinness pint because it's from a can, but you can't really mess with that. It's nice.
It's all right. I'm having a lovely time.
So,
lovely time.
What I'm going to ask you to do is I want you to rate James's brilliant Irish accent.
Top of the pops.
And the best way for us to receive these scores is if you rate and review the podcast and you pop in there.
Not 3 stars.
Actually, please don't.
5 stars.
Give the podcast 5 stars, but leave the rating for the accent in the comments. Don't rate the podcast based on James's accent.
No, don't. Don't do that, please.
Oh my God. James.
Not 3 or 2 or 1.
I think you're getting
3, 2, 1.
Worse. I think you should stop.
The beautiful course.
Right, just to get it out of your system, mm-hmm. can you do this for me?
Yeah.
Legendary line from the legendary Irish celeb Louis Walsh off of The X Factor. You look like a pop star. You sing like a pop star. You are a pop star.
You look like a... Oh no, that went a bit something else. You look like a pop star. You sing like a pop star. You sound like a pop star. You are a pop star.
Just as a personal little nudge from me to you.
Yeah.
You should never do that again.
I can promise that.
Oh my gosh. You are making it worse for yourself.
That was can't, by the way. Go on.
It is funny, actually, that your Irish accent is so bad because... you might actually need to get a bit better because yeah. I've heard that you live here now.
I live here in Ireland now. I live here. Guess what, everyone? I've lost my passport.
Okay, come on. Tell us the story.
So, long story short is I had to travel here all by myself because I came by.
Oh, bless you.
Aeroplane. And because I'm 92 and I travel on my own and have all of these documentations now for COVID, Chelsea was getting the ferry, I was getting the plane. So I printed everything off because I'm an old lady.
You can just show everything on your phone.
And I had so many bits of paper that when I went through immigration, passport control.
Border control.
When I went through there, I handed him all of the papers and my passport. And he got a bit confused and took it off to his superior and came back with all the papers and handed me all of the A4 bits back, which, to be honest, I didn't need anymore, but he didn't hand me my passport. So now I think my passport is somewhere within Dublin Airport.
And we're not stressing because we're trying to have a lovely weekend. And the truth is, of all the places for you to have not... got your passport back, this is probably the best.
Yeah, it's fine.
Because...
Well, it's not fine. But they said, so last night, Friday night is when we arrived. they were like, I spoke to this police lady called Orla and she's like, you'll have to come back to the airport and get it now because we're closed on Sunday.
And I was like, absolutely was not. Like,
nah.
I was like, you're not ruining our weekend. We've only got 2 days here.
We've only got two nights here. I'm not going to come back and spend the whole evening trying to get my passport. So I am passportless. So I might live in Ireland now.
So you need to work on your accent.
But I think I'm doing very well.
The truth is, though, that Orla said you might be able to get it on Sunday. So fingers crossed for that. But if not, just as an explainer, if this happens to you, you can actually travel back on a form of ID from Ireland. However... not with Ryanair. And who are we flying with?
We're flying with Ryanair.
Yeah, but we could book you like a flight with BA or Aer Lingus so you could get the ferry. Yeah. So there's actually not too much stress, but it is hilarious.
Aer Lingus were grand.
That's who you flew with.
Yeah.
And obviously you're flying home with me, so we're going proper cheap.
Yeah.
Proper cheap. So James, a lot of waffle there.
Soz.
Tell me about Guinness, please. Have you done any research on this?
Of course I have.
Have
obviously
you?
Yeah. Go like on. What do you want to know?
I would actually like to know what it is.
I do know. Well, here's the thing, right? Guinness has got a top secret recipe.
Has it?
Tip top secret.
Right.
But I know there's only four ingredients.
Well, hang on. Let me look on my can.
No, don't cheat.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
The four ingredients are water. Easy. Barley.
Mm-hmm.
Hops, you love hops, and yeast.
That's it.
Only four bits to it.
Bloody hell.
Like beer, isn't it?
It's like a whole food. You know when clean living people
Yeah, it's they clean
say,
living Guinness.
Yeah, it really does sound like it. No E-numbers.
No, it's a smoothie.
They do say, though, didn't they, like, some of the first advertisement for Guinness was about how it was, like, a good part of your day or something.
There used to be an advertising thing that said Guinness is good for you.
Yes.
Guinness. And it is.
Yeah, I think we bring that back.
I think they used to give it to pregnant ladies.
No way.
I think I need to check that.
Oh,
maybe
hang on,
we'll
hang
learn
on.
That.
We're back to James's facts, which
I
start
think,
with the I think.
But I think it used to be used for all kinds of things. But the strap line, Guinness is good for you, is definitely true.
Yeah.
Because I've seen that with my eyes.
Now, do you remember the first Guinness you ever drank?
The first Guinness I ever drank in a can was at my granddad's house.
No, that does not count. That is not what I'm asking. The first time you had a pint
I don't remember the first time I had a pint of it.
My first one was Ireland.
Was it?
But not the Republic of Ireland. My first Guinness was in Belfast.
Ooh.
In a pub, in an absolutely beautiful, beautiful pub. God, what was it called? I think it was called something like Fibber McGee's.
Go on.
It was something like, it was, if you know Belfast, it was across the way from the Europa Hotel, which is the big hotel there. And there's this amazing, very old school pub. And that was the place that had my first ever Guinness. And I thought, what a cracking place to have.
What did you think of it?
I thought it was delicious. I thought I wasn't going to like it at all.
Did you?
Yeah. But it is. And to this day, I feel the same way about it. It's a surprising kind of, oh, that's really lovely.
Yeah. I don't like many other stouty beers.
Me neither. But there's just something really... Right. This is sacrilege. People hate me for this. I really like a half of Guinness.
Yeah. Okay.
Just as a little... Like if I'm just in a pub with mates, don't want to drink anything too fast, I love a little half of Guinness.
It looks nice.
It looks so, so good.
It's honestly the most beautiful pint to look at.
Okay. If you can't remember your first pint, can you remember the best pint? I have a feeling I know where your best pint of Guinness is.
No, I've been to Dublin.
You've been to Guinness.
I've been to Dublin once before, yes. And it was here.
Yes.
Now, also, there is a pub in London called the Toucan.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That is a brilliant Guinness pub, and it's just off Soho Gardens. And there they do the best Guinness. That's the best Guinness I've had in London.
Okay.
But the best Guinness I've had previously is in Dublin when I went for work.
Am I right in saying it's in a pub that's owned by the family of someone you work with?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So Dominic Byrne, who reads the news on the Chris Moyle Show and is my colleague, his uncle owns the Byrnes of Galloping Green,
mm-hmm.
just off the dual carriageway.
Yeah, it's not in central Dublin.
No, it's not. But they've had it in the family for like 100, 200 years or something. And we had so many Guinness for Paddy's Day when we went 4 years ago, 5 years, 4 years ago. And it's amazing.
I think it's all about the ambiance.
And it was table service. And then when you want to watch something on the telly, rather than turn the lights off, they haven't got a light switch, so they just take the bulbs out of the lights. And all they served was cheese toasties, a cheese and tomato. Our new for 2019, whenever we went, was... ham and cheese.
No, it was an exceptional place to have a Guinness. And I think it is just as much about the kind of the atmosphere and who you're drinking it with as much as the pint itself.
Oh, he's proper Irish.
So would you like to know a little bit about the Guinness Museum?
I'd love to know that.
Because we've both, as we just said, we've both been to Dublin. How many times have you been?
This is just my second time.
Okay, I've been a few times.
Show off.
But normally for work. So we've either not had time to do tourist activities or, especially with Guinness Storehouse, we thought that's a bit too touristy.
Yeah.
Like it's peak tourist activity, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that is what I love about this podcast, because it actually makes us do the stuff that we would normally say no to.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, we shouldn't be a snob about it. The reason why a lot of things are popular is because they're good.
Yeah.
So I think this probably will be one of those. But can I just tell you some basics?
Go on.
So that we've got a little bit of history going into
it. Give me the basic.
So the Guinness Storehouse... is a brewery experience telling the tale of Ireland's famous beer with tastings and a rooftop bar. And we're going to be finding out about the process of making Guinness, the people who work there, and also the history. And would you like a little preview to the history?
Yes.
Do you know the name of the guy behind the Guinness
Arthur,
name?
Yeah.
Yes. Arthur. Yeah, so in 1759, at the age of 34, Arthur Guinness signed a lease for the St. James Gate Brewery in Dublin. And he leased the brewery for 9,000 years.
Wow.
At an annual rent of 45 quid. He knew it was going to be successful, didn't he?
So 45 quid for 9,000 years. Wow.
So that his lease doesn't end till like the year 10,759. That's thinking ahead.
I will not be here then.
No, no. Maybe, you know, if we have any grandchildren.
Oh, no. Move on.
Moving on. So the brewery, it was only 4 acres in size and it was totally disused when he first bought it and had very little brewing equipment. but he quickly built it up to be successful, and by 1769 began to export his beer to England.
Hello.
And in the 1770s, he began brewing porter, which was a new type of English beer invented in London in 1722, which used roast barley. And that's when Arthur went, hang on, this is bloody lush. This is very successful for me. So in 1799, he stopped brewing ale altogether to just concentrate on porter alone. So that's what your Guinness is. It's a porter beer.
Porter?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So basically, the descendants of Arthur Guinness ran the company up until, guess when the last descendant of the Guinness family was running it?
Up until 1965.
Close. 1986, Benjamin Guinness held chairman up until then. And fast forward, 1997, Guinness PLC merged with a big company in a massive billion-pound merger, and a new company was formed called Diageo.
Oh, Diageo. I've heard of them.
You may have heard of Diageo because they're behind a lot of big, like, spirits and different types of drinks and things like that. And the last part in our little quick history here is that the storehouse opened in 2000, the year 2000.
The year 2000.
And it has had over 20 million visitors since.
Wow.
And that's where we're off to today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So basically, we have three options as well, James. You could either, all of them are self-guided tours, which we personally like for Tipsy Tourism. We don't really, it's not very good to go on a tour when we're recording for a podcast.
They don't shut up.
And the cheapest is that you have a pint in the brewery yard bar after. The second cheapest is you can get a stouty, which is a Guinness, where they print a selfie of your face on the top.
Wow.
That's €24. But we went for the self-guided tour and a pint in their gravity bar, rooftop bar, €28.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the plan.
And as always, we'll be doing five interesting things. We're on the hunt to try and find five things that we both agree on.
Yeah.
Is something that is, oh, you know what? That's interesting.
And I think it's not going to be difficult in all honesty.
No.
I reckon there's going to be so many to choose between.
Yeah.
When we get there. So let's get ready. We need to finish these pints first.
See you off.
But before we do so, we do need to do a shot.
Yes, we do.
Because if you sign up to a certain tier of our Patreon, we do a shout out and a shot for you. And this week, it's for first name Phil.
Phil.
Second name.
McCracken.
No.
Oh, go on, sorry.
James.
That's second, childish. Grow up.
Very childish.
And say his name properly because I like Phil.
Second name is, it's a room in your house, but I'm not going to say because GDPR.
Philip Conservatory. Thank you very much.
This one's for you. So what shot are we having?
We're having, guess what we're having?
Vodka.
New. We're continuing on the Guinness theme. Have you ever had a baby Guinness? Baby Guinness.
Is it just a mini Guinness?
No. So
we're just having a shot of Guinness.
We're not having a shot of Guinness because that's just a little mini drink. We're having, so baby Guinness is made up of coffee liqueur, Kahlua, whatever you call it, and
sorry, what?
Kahlua.
It's not Kahlua.
Kahlua. It's made up of coffee liqueur and Baileys, which is Irish cream.
You need to stop that.
We're going to lose
listeners.
Top tip, because it looks like Guinness and it is actually delicious.
Have you bought these shot glasses from home?
Yes.
Okay, I am. Right, I stand corrected there. That's actually quite good.
It's not liquid.
You
can't. You can put whatever you want in your hand luggage. Right, top tip when you're pouring in the Baileys, pour it over the back of a spoon and it then sits on top all nice and lovely. Oh, that's larger than life. It's a Backstreet
Boys. That can be yours.
And there we go. Pop that in there. So this is two. Look at that. Look at that.
I can't bloody see it. It is a tiny little Guinness.
So this is to
Phil.
Phil Conservatory.
Phil Conservatory.
Thank you, Phil Conservatory.
Cheers.
Thoughts?
That's absolutely delicious.
Try baby Guinness. I can't recommend it enough.
That is the most delicious shot I've ever had. That is so nice. Oh my God, should we just stay here and do some more baby Guinness?
Well, I've got a 70 centilitre bottle of Bailey's to use. Should we go?
Do you need a lie down first?
Oh my God.
Baby Guinness, take that out. James. Too much of a James.
Should we go?
Yeah, I'll definitely edit that bit out. Don't worry about it, babes. Okay.
Right. Let's go to the Guinness factory.
Woo!
We have arrived.
Here we are.
It is like a fortress here.
There's a lot of security.
It's pretty massive as well.
Yeah, a lot of security protecting the Guinness.
A lot of big old gates.
With big black gates with a furry white top, which is just like a pint of Guinness.
Oh my God. I hadn't even put those two things together.
They're so clever, aren't they?
I swear to God, there is more security here than the Tower of London.
Yeah, the irony.
Yeah.
These are Ireland's crown jewels.
I think it really is, to be fair.
And this whole area is just Guinness Central. There's nothing here but Guinness stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to get ourselves in the queue. Our slot begins in 3 minutes. Hey, well done. We got here on time.
We're on time, guys. I'm proud as well.
But it's quite windy in the queue, so we'll probably join you.
Very blowy round the corner.
Yeah, we'll join you as we get inside of the Guinness storehouse.
Yeah. Off we go. Listen for the wind.
Oh. So we've just been handed a blue wristband.
Yeah.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm going to go to the left-hand side.
Thank you.
We got given a wristband and we're asked to get our COVID vaccine passport at the ready.
I got mine ready.
Thank you. Section B.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Okay, we've begun. And they start by going through the four ingredients that we already know about.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, right? They say that they have a secret recipe.
Someone must know.
But how secret must it be if there's only four ingredients?
No, how you mix them and how many grams
or... I
know,
but surely... I mean, when was this started? In the 1700s?
1759.
Surely someone's cracked it by now.
Or someone left and moved to, like, Boddington's or whatever. Well, that's the weirdest thing, actually. Like, what colour's Guinness?
Black.
It's not actually black.
Is it brown?
It's not brown. It's a deep ruby red. If we put our torch under it later, you'll probably actually see the redness of it come through.
Are you actually joking?
Yeah, no. Barley provides the basic raw ingredients for fermentation, and the roasting of it gives Guinness its characteristic deep ruby red colour. Put your phone light underneath a pint of Guinness, and you'll see red.
Nah, mate. Bullshit. I'm calling absolute bullshit on that. I've got something that I think might be interesting.
Go on.
We've discussed what ingredients go into Guinness.
Four ingredients.
Yeah.
Name them quick. If you've literally just seen them.
Hops.
Yeah.
Yeast.
Yeah.
Malt. And water.
Okay, good.
What? Is that not right?
Is it malt or water? Barley, I can't remember.
Barley,
there you go.
Okay, and this is a fact about yeast.
Yeast.
And it's my favourite type of fact.
Delicious.
Because the fact begins with this. Legend has it...
This is how most of my research starts.
But legend has it that the yeast used in Guinness, like today...
Yeah.
...is descended from the strain used by Arthur Guinness himself.
So they take a bit of it and then pass it down.
Yeah.
Plop a bit in.
Yeah, exactly. And that this is done to ensure consistency and that a Guinness tastes like the same as it did all those bloody years ago.
Good.
It's a bit like, you know how everyone got a bit obsessed? Well, if you're a middle class swanker, you got a bit obsessed in lockdown of making your own sourdough.
No, well, I didn't make sourdough, but
no.
Go on.
Is that you outing yourself as not a middle-class wanker?
Yeah, it's me.
Well, it came quite a hipster thing to do, was start your own sourdough. And part of that is that you have to get a starter. So you'd have to go to the local bakery and ask them for a bit of their dough. I don't really understand it. But you need a bit of starter to make your own sourdough.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there's certain, like, curries and stuff in the similar kind of thing where they it's a continuous line of a bit of that curry goes into the next curry. So it's really old in theory.
Yeah.
Guinness. That's what Arthur's done. Yeah. The stuff that
Guinness
Arthur
is
made.
The same. But this is the really interesting thing. And there was a safe in the bit that we've just left. Very noisy there, so we decided to sneak away. To demonstrate the fact that it's so valuable, this strain that they have,
yeah,
that they keep some of it locked in the director's safe so that if anything happens to the main supply,
it can continue.
They know that they've still got the strain going from all those years ago.
That's cool. So there's bits of yeast in every Guinness today that originates from the same Guinness recipe that Arthur created back in the day.
Correct.
Cool.
That's good, isn't it?
We're having that.
Yeah. Also, would you watch a film which is about the big heist of the Guinness strain from the director's
yes.
office?
Yes. Hey, listen up, Netflix.
Yeah.
Or Jeff, get on and make this.
The yeast will only be used for a maximum of 8 subsequent brews before it becomes exhausted, and a new yeast starter will need to be propagated.
Did you know that Hop House Lager is a Guinness beer?
Hop House with the big 13 in Reading.
Yeah, look, it's brewed with Guinness yeast and is full of flavoured lager using all malt and more of the best hops from Australia and the USA. I did not know that.
Guinness?
It doesn't have the logo anywhere that says Guinness.
Hang on. It says on the bottle, St James's Gate, Dublin.
I've never realised that before.
No.
James. Look at the names of the hops that's got in it. The hops in a Hop House 13 lager are Galaxy, Topaz and Mosaic.
It's like Chris Martin from Coldplay's has labelled these hops as... I'm interested to see where that signature is. That's what I'm zooming in for.
Is it Arthur Guinness?
It's Arthur Guinness.
Oh.
So the signature in the middle of Hop House is like a squiggle of text. Is Arthur Guinness's signature.
That makes so much sense. And also, if you get the bottle, the signature is engraved in the top of the bottle as well.
Ah.
Well, you learn something new every day.
Hey, this is quite cool. There's a big sign here with a little fact on it. And it's on this massive clock where the hands are pointing to 10 a.m. And that's because every day a small team of experts taste the Guinness from every batch here at St James's Gate to check for its quality consistency every day.
At 10 a.m.?
At 10 a.m. And it says at the bottom, someone's got to do it. Look at the size of that. That's what Guinness is made in. It's like a big, massive barrel vat thing.
Okay.
And that will hold, like, millions of pints.
Oh, so they only, taste test from one of those.
Yeah, and they go, that tastes proper, delicious, that can go on the lorry.
You'd like that job.
Yeah.
What a great job. How much do you reckon they get paid for that?
Not enough, if you ask me.
You don't know.
I don't know.
It could be like 100K.
Might just get paid in Guinness.
Are you vying for a point there?
Yeah.
That is interesting.
Wonderful. Good.
James, I've just seen as well that the expert tasters, they have to also taste Guinness samples that are sent in from around the world.
What?
Yeah, I just saw it on a video. It's just to make sure that the taste of Guinness is good wherever you go, not just here in Ireland.
It's the same everywhere.
Yeah.
Ooh, Guinness train. Guinness boats.
What the hell? They have their own boats. So there's lots of models of boats. I think this is like in the olden days, what they would cart Guinness around the world in.
I know. They had their own ships.
Yeah, they weren't like paying for cargo on other ships. They had Guinness ships.
There's one here called Lady Patricia, and then there's a massive one here called HSS Guinness.
Guinness McGuinness Face.
Guinness McGuinness Face.
Oh my God, so... I got the ferry to Dublin yesterday and James flew.
Yeah.
And mine was like 3.5 hour crossing versus your 1 hour flight.
Yeah.
But I shouldn't have anything to complain about because in good weather, the crossing from Dublin to London in the 1930s took up to 60 hours.
Bloody hell.
So next time you're on the ferry to Dublin thinking this is taking too long, It's a lot better than it used to be.
60 hours? No, thank you.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
You should celebrate yourself every day. But some days, you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We have just met a very lovely man. You were lovely, but you made us feel a bit ashamed, actually, because he told us how to properly drink a pint.
Pint of Guinness.
A pint of Guinness. And I'm going to put it out there. I've been doing it wrong.
I've done it wrong. I've not understood it.
I can't believe it. So the rule is that beautiful, creamy, white top.
Creamy top.
The aim is not to drink that. Even though it's right there in your face, the dream is to get underneath it.
Cream in your face. You've got to go under the cream.
You've got to go under the cream. And what you should be looking for at the end of your pint is for the foam top to be there at the end.
Yeah.
That is how you drink.
The foam just drops all the way to the bottom.
Yeah. And that is why you see people with, you know, like foamy mustaches.
A foamy tash.
That means they've drank it correctly.
They're the experts.
And we're the pure Guinness amateurs of that.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah, we are.
You also said that there was an advert, I think it was a good, like over 10 years ago, but they recreated the funeral of Arthur Guinness.
Why is it that we always drink the head of a pint of Guinness last?
Well, we didn't always. You see, the day Arthur Guinness was buried,
Dublin came to a standstill.
And in it, the priest.
The last shall be the first, and the first shall be the last.
Yeah, he said in the advert, the strapline that they used was, the last shall be the first, and the first shall be the last.
Amen.
So that should be your mantra when you're drinking a pint of Guinness next time.
The last shall be the first, and the first shall be the last. I like that.
I really like that. That's going to change the way I drink Guinness forever.
Yeah. Just drink the black stuff.
Yeah.
And keep the final bit you drink should be the foam.
Yeah. Basically, if you've got none of the foam left at the end, you're an amateur.
It's still edible, though. He's not saying that. He's just keep it there.
No, I know. But if it's there and you're in Dublin and they see it, they're going to be like, you're a tourist. You absolute tourist.
Trick.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Oh, do you know what? As a little bonus, He also said something else.
Brucey,
this is a little nugget to add on. He showed, we said to him, talk to us, what's interesting about Guinness that you may not learn from reading the signs in here?
Yeah.
And he showed us to this little bottle, which we would 100% have walked past.
Yeah.
Had he not pointed it out.
Bloody tiny.
Yeah.
It was this cracked bottle.
Yeah.
It was probably about 4 or 5 inches tall.
Like the size of a hand sanitizer that you take with you.
Yeah. It's tiny, and it was all cracked with a stupid brown label. And you could barely see it, but it's actually a pretty good historical piece.
It's an amazing historical piece. It was found when they found Tutankhamun's tomb.
Tutankhamun, that Egyptian guy.
Yeah, in the 1920s.
When these Egyptian things are buried, people, they're not things. Don't say that, that's rude.
That is very rude.
When they're buried with things that they love and want to take to the next life.
Yeah.
And in Tutankhamun's cask, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Was...
Tomb.
Tomb was some tiny grains. And they were like, what the hell are these?
Yeah.
And they did loads of testing on it. And they discovered that this was barley. Because ultimately, they worked out from it that they wanted beer in his afterlife.
Yeah. He obviously was a massive fan of the old beer, wasn't he, Toon?
So they sent it for testing, were bloody delighted when they found out it was barley. And then, because Guinness was like an expert for...
Barley.
It was sent up here for further testing and dating.
Yeah, and they dated it. It's like over 3,000 years old at this point. And you would completely walk past and not realise.
No. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Bloody great. Very interesting. And that's the museum done. Now on to the bit that I'm very excited about.
It's the bit we've been waiting for.
As part of your ticket, you get to sample some of the Guinness from the home of Guinness. We went full whack. We went for the best one.
Yeah, so, 28 euros, which gives us access to the Gravity Bar.
Yes.
Gravity.
Which I believe has got good views over Dublin as well.
I think it's on the 8th floor.
Jesus.
Ooh, Gravity Bar this way. And we're looking out at St. Patrick's Tower.
You can see all the different parts of the Guinness factory. Look in there. That's where it gets fermented. Basically, we're just looking out across how many buildings Guinness have here, which is
so many. Look at the barrel store.
Oh my God, there's just stacks and stacks and stacks of barrels to our left. And right, should we go get a pint?
Pint time. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh my God.
The beers have arrived.
It looks so beautiful.
Put it down. No, you've got to wait.
Why?
You got to let it settle because you could have made it so the bubbles.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually know something about this.
Go on.
So apparently, pouring a Guinness, it's a 6-step art form and it requires the perfect amount of time to let it rest.
Yeah.
Is 1 minute, 59.5 seconds.
I mean, 1 minute, 59.5.
Yeah.
They could just say 2 minutes.
No, you got to be specific for the perfect pint.
Well, it's nearly there because we're basically waiting for all of the bubbles to stop rising up.
Yeah, and to be fair, they did take a while to bring the pint. I did almost think, come on, why are they taking so long? But it's probably because they were making us a perfect little pint.
Also, can I do one other thing real quickly? I'm going to shine my torch underneath it and see if it's red.
If it's red.
Look at it.
I think it's still quite brown.
There's a clip. It's red.
It has got a bit of a root. Okay, I see. Yes, actually. You're right.
It's red.
It is ruby red. I've been told.
Guinness is red.
I take it all back. I said you were bullshitting, but fair enough.
So are you ready to
do
the traditional Irish tradition?
I don't know if this isn't a traditional Irish thing, but it's certainly something that we always do when we drink a pint, which is...
Split the G.
It's a game in which... In your first sip of a pint...
It's more of a gulp than a sip.
You've got to... Where have you got to get to?
So it's called splitting the G, and it only works in a traditional Guinness glass. And you've got the harp
logo and then the word Guinness.
Yeah.
And you have to split the G in the middle of the G where the... What's that bit of a G called?
The little ledge.
The little ledge on the G. You have to get the black of the drink where the line forms with the foam.
Yeah.
Right on the G of the G.
Yeah.
Splitting the G.
And
therefore,
always try and play it.
Chelsea's going to have a go now.
Okay.
And I'm going to film it, and then I'm immediately going to have a go, and closest wins.
What I will just flag.
Yeah.
There's no way that we can play split the G and also drink the Guinness in the way that we've been told to.
Well, we'll just give it a go.
So we need to get another Guinness later to try it in the correct fashion.
Yeah, okay. Right, filming.
Oh my God, I always forget how much it is. Okay, it's a lot.
Shove it in. Off she goes. How close is she going to be? Oh, a bit of chin dribble. Oh, no.
I smashed it. I actually smashed it. Okay. Did I do it?
Oh, my God.
I'm so chuffed with myself. The fact that was on video. Right, it's your turn now. I can't believe I did that.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Oh my God. Right, James, you'll go.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. He's going for it. Oh, quick little gulps. Will it be enough? Will he do it? Oh, you absolutely. You've done so badly there.
I've overcooked it.
He's drank so much, he was so thirsty, that it's even below the G. That is the worst attempt I've ever bloody seen.
I haven't even underlined it.
No.
I knew that final gulp was the mistake.
Too much. So who's the victor?
Well,
it's me.
Side by side. I was playing, actually, foam the G.
Right.
So I was trying to get the top of the foam on the G. So there we go. There we go.
Is it that we always drink the head of a pint of Guinness last?
Well, we didn't always. You see the date.
You can buy a can of Guinness in the shop for €2.50.
Not chilled.
And I actually have an interesting thing to share with you about the can.
500 milliliters.
Okay, I feel like you'll know the first part of this.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what's in one of these?
A little ball.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And what is it called?
It's called... Ah, oh, it's a really short one-syllable name.
It's not, but...
It's not.
It's a two-syllable name.
I forgot.
It's a widget.
Yes.
You knew that, widget. Didn't you?
Yeah.
So the point of the widget is that when you open up the can, it will allow it to release a small amount of beer and nitrogen, which is trapped inside the widget, and that creates that famous creamy head that you'd expect to have if you got it from the pump.
From the pump.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the point of it, yeah?
So that's what a widget does.
Yeah.
And more than one can has a widget in.
It does, but in particular, this one is a supreme piece of technology. And do you want to know why?
Tell me why.
Because in 1991, it won the Queen's Award for Technology. Guess what it beat? Guess it what it beat that year?
1999, so it was
1991. Yeah,
ooh,
something in 1990, because I know that that's the date of the other thing that you'll be like flummoxed to hear that this beat it.
The video recorder.
The internet.
I only said the internet.
So the widget was classed as more technologically advanced than the internet.
Yeah, I nearly said the internet. Is it? That's good.
Isn't that great?
So it won an award, the Queen's Award.
Queen's Award for Technology was the widget in a Guinness.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good. You can have that.
Yes. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're in the Harbour Bar. It's an Irish bar staff, Irish local customers, and a real Irish pub, it says on the beer mat.
Yeah, but the real reason we're here is also printed on this coaster.
It's the closest pub to the famous Guinness brewery.
I bet they make quite a lot because people leave and are like, oh, I fancy another Guinness.
Family ran since 92. That's what I like.
It hasn't got the same emphasis as the 17. What's the date of the Guinness?
1759.
Not quite as impressive as that, but 1992, you know, they're coming close to 30 years.
Come on, lads.
So,
go on.
Very important.
Uh-huh.
Because we split the G last time.
Yeah.
I feel like we really need to drink it properly this time.
Yes.
So, as we raise it to our mouths, we need to make sure we are going for that ruby nectar rather than the foamy top.
So no creamy head,
yeah.
just the black stuff.
Correct. Right, go on, give it a go.
All right.
I'm going to make sure I'm watching you.
This is touching the tash.
That's it. Oh, your nose is fully in it. That's a yes. James got bits of foamy white stuff dripping from his nose. You've got the full tash. Oh, my God. Let me take a photo.
It's so tickly.
Let me... Look at me. Well
Christ.
Done. Well mm-hmm. done. How was that for you?
Lovely.
Yeah?
A bit of wastage, I'm not going to lie.
Well, it's like you knew what I was going to say. I've got an interesting thing for you.
Go on.
More than 160,000 pints of Guinness are lost every year in facial hair.
Are they?
Yeah.
How many?
160,000.
160,000?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
But it goes to prove that people are drinking it correctly.
Yeah.
So wait, fair dues.
That's a lot, though.
Hey, after this podcast, it might go up another, like, three.
Yeah, because people are...
Yeah.
I will drink it properly now.
So actually, we are contributing to Guinness waste.
That is... it is quite difficult. The further you go down, the easier it gets.
Yeah. Right, okay, let me give it a go. It might get stuck on my moustache, to be fair. I've probably got a stronger one than you.
Plait yours.
Right.
Yummy. Yummy queen. There we go. Oh, there she is.
Come on, take a photo.
Oh, Christ.
You know, get onto Instagram. Tipsy Tourism.
Stay.
So, do you want to know what that amounts to in pounds?
Yeah.
It's actually got it here in dollars. But it's $536,000
of wastage.
Wasted givers. That was all based on a study in 2000, yeah?
Yeah.
And basically, scientists discovered that 0.56 millimetres of Guinness is trapped in a beard or moustache with every sip. And it takes about 10 sips to finish a pint on average.
It shouldn't take that many.
Well, and
also, this is not a fact, but I've heard that Guinness should be finished in four gulps.
We all have a mate who drinks a pint in a ridiculously few gulps.
Yeah.
But apparently 10 is the average.
Is it?
And yeah, an estimated 92,000 Guinness consumers every year in the UK have facial hair, so that's how they worked it out. Yeah.
I'm one.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Oh, you can have that. That is another dingy ding.
It's not just another, it's the final dingy ding.
Oh, we're sorted.
Yeah. So, cheers to that.
Let's go. Yes. Love you, bye.
Oh. Back. We are back. With
once again
with a can which I purchased from the Guinness storehouse.
Look at that.
So do
with
we
the
think,
widget in it.
Yeah.
It's better than the internet, which is how you found this.
Do you think this is going to taste more delicious than the can we had before?
Yeah, cuz it's from the factory.
Yeah, okay. Pass me your glass, please.
Fresher.
I don't trust you, no offense. I'll pour you one. Oh, listen
to that.
Oh. I've got to say, literally zero head.
Why has it got zero head in it?
Where the fuck's the head? Oh, no, it's forming a
it's
little.
It's forming, it's coming. Here it
it's,
is.
It's just...
It? You always get it eventually.
Yeah, that's
there
why
you
I
go. Oh,
that's why.
That's
why it's at the bottom. It's at the bloody bottom. That's what the widget's for.
That's
we're
what
idiots.
It is.
You're such idiots.
Honest never doubt.
God.
You will always get it.
Right.
There we go. Cheers.
Cheers.
Ooh.
Drinking it properly.
What a lovely drop.
Do you even have any Irish descendants?
I live here now. I actually don't know.
You probably do because you're English and white.
I am English and I am white.
Yeah.
So is that the defining criteria of going, yes, you're Irish?
Well, I kind of feel like most Brits have got some kind of Irish descendant, no, ancestry. I've had a few Guinness, I'm sorry.
Ancestry.
For example, I do. So my mum's side of the family are Walshes.
That's a Walsh, that's an Irish name.
Yeah, so my mum's family are Irish. So I am, like, really quickly into my family history.
Mm.
I bet you are. What are your grandparents?
Robinson's not an Irish name, I don't think. I don't know.
Go on.
What?
Give Grandma Lupton a call.
Give Grandma a call.
I bet
should
you
we
do
call, should we call Grandma Lupton on the podcast?
Yeah, does she listen?
Hey, well, we showed her how to listen, but I bet she hasn't listened.
No, she'll have to listen if she's bloody on it.
Right, shall we hear it now?
Yeah. Will she pick up?
Yeah, she will. I speak to her like every other day.
Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
I've got a really quick question.
Yeah.
Now, Chelsea's here with me now. We're just talking about family history.
Come what?
Family history.
Oh, family history. Right, yeah.
Yeah. Now, do we have any Irish in our blood?
Not that... Now, maybe granddad would know that. Some of his mum's relations, some relation to them were Irish, I think.
So not your side,
but... Nobody that I know.
So not your side, but maybe granddad's side?
Maybe.
Can you ask him?
Yeah, shall I put him on and tell you? Because I don't know exactly. Just a sec.
Yeah, go on. That's good.
James,
your grandson.
Hello.
Hello, it's me. Really quick one. Me and Chelsea are just chatting about family history.
Hi.
Are we Irish from your side in anywhere?
No.
No. No Irish in your side at all.
There was a man from Ireland, but it wasn't related. He never married or anything.
Right. Okay. So we're not. Yeah,
there's nobody from Ireland now.
All right. So I'm fully English.
Yeah.
All right. That's all we were chatting about. Chelsea's here.
Hello. You're right, Colin.
Are you Irish, you know?
I am Irish. So I was wondering if James was as well.
How come you're Irish then?
So my mum...
You're Welsh?
So I'm Welsh, my mum's English, and my granddad's Irish.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's the only reason I'm with James. He's English. We needed the full set.
It's a cocktail.
Oh, so you're half Irish, isn't it, man?
Never. And I'm not... Who knew? I thought I was a little bit, but never mind.
No, you're okay.
I'm okay.
You're a thoroughbred.
I am a thoroughbred.
There we go.
I'll put my back on.
Thank you.
See you again now.
Well, that's it. Sorry, we just wanted to call, see if we were Irish.
But why?
Just for the podcast.
All right. No, we're not Irish.
Hey, I just want to check. Have you listened to any of the podcasts yet?
I haven't, no.
Why?
I haven't got into them yet.
Wow.
I kept saying how to get into them and I forgot what you said I had to do.
Well, you're going to have a surprise series 2, episode 6.
I've heard bits of them, mind.
Okay. Well, I hope it's not this bit.
This bit.
I know, exactly. Right.
So you're taping this, bitch.
Yeah.
I thought.
All right, then.
Okay, see you then.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
So you're a thoroughbred English man.
Two things we learnt there. I'm a thoroughbred and my grandma doesn't listen to the podcast.
I actually am a bit gutted.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I have got time before Christmas, actually.
Go on.
I want to get you one of those DNA and me kits. Oh. Whatever. Because imagine if you are actually 100% English.
Yeah.
I hate to say this, but it's probably not the best. Like, you want a bit of something in there.
I thought I would be a little bit.
What, 100% English?
No. I thought there'd be a bit of something else.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a bit boring, isn't it, to be 100% of something?
Thoroughbred. Select year upon year, generation upon generation. Anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about, non-existent Irish accent.
Yeah, and you have zero reason, more than ever, to never use that accent again. Please. By the way.
Yeah.
You know, we spoke about that lovely chap that gave us those extra facts.
Yes.
Do you know what he gave me?
He gave you a little sneaky gift.
He did. did. And he said, don't tell anyone. And I said, I won't. And in my head, I was like, I'll just tell everyone who listens to the podcast.
Everyone here.
But it's a tiny, lovely. It's a tiny, tiny, mini Guinness glass.
It looks, it's genuinely lovely.
Do you know what look lush in that?
Baileys.
A baby Guinness. Go on.
Yeah, go on. Do you want another Guinness?
Yeah, I do. Because absolutely bloody lovely. That'll look so good in that. Basically, before COVID times, you get to a tasting room and that's where they teach you how to drink a Guinness properly. And you get, they pour into these tiny little baby Guinness glasses and you get to try that. And I'm pretty sure you do get to keep them in the past. But I fawned over the little baby Guinness glass so much that a guy was like, do you want it? And I was like, yes, I do. Love myself a freebie. Gonna drink baby Guinness from that all evening long. So hand it back over.
Top tip, use a spoon and it doesn't separate. It has a little bit, but don't worry.
There we go. You've already said that, but sure.
I know.
People, you know, sometimes it doesn't go in unless you say it twice.
You've got to say things twice.
Yeah.
Use a spoon and it doesn't separate. Yum, yum, yum.
I'm sipping it. I'm not shotting it because it's in a tiny Guinness glass.
And it's stuck in your tash.
I bloody love it.
Right, so, should we find out what did you think?
Yeah, we should.
What did you think?
James, you can tell, normally doesn't ask these questions.
Yeah.
Because that's not the first one we ask.
Oh, did you have fun?
Right, this is a man who works in radio and understands formats.
I know, but see, the thing is, after you've been on the booze all day, that's not normally what happens at work. Believe it or not, that's not normally what happens.
No, that's true.
So did you have fun?
I did have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We got together 5 interesting things, but I would say I probably learned about 50 interesting things.
There's so much in that building.
And that's what I quite like about this podcast. And we do always try to do this, to not spoil it for people.
Yeah.
Like you get a little taster, but if you were to go, we haven't...
Spoiler.
We haven't spoiled it at
all. Arthur Guinness has died.
What?
I've ruined that part for you.
You are the worst.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun because you know me. I like my history, and I like it when there's good production value.
Yes.
And they really had that.
They spent the monies.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I did have fun. Loads in there. Mm-hmm. Lots of things to do and learn, and I have genuinely learned a lot about booze. So yeah.
You know, really, really needed going forward in this life.
Yes.
What was your favorite part?
Mine. My favourite part was the building in the middle. It's all glass. It's like a big round glass thing.
Mm.
And it's the shape of a Guinness glass. And that's my favourite bit of the building.
Yeah, it was.
Of the whole thing. It's a very cool 6, 7, 8 floor tower.
Beautiful, beautiful building. It was, really, really nice to be able to explore that. My favourite part was absolutely killing you and splitting the G.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did.
Yeah. I love that. But also, in general, the fact that we were able to sit down, actually have a Guinness, overlooking Dublin.
It's a really nice view.
Yeah, really well done.
Very nice double gravity bar view.
Yeah, loved it a lot. What do you say needs improvement?
Well, it's difficult, actually, during COVID, because we didn't see it to its full effect.
Yeah.
So I would have liked to have seen the tasting bit that we walked through when you got your freebie glass.
Mm-hmm.
But apart from that, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because your favourite thing links into my needs improvement. So because there's a big hole in the middle of the building.
Yeah, there's a big hole.
It means that there's a lot of sound. A lot. Like the sound just gets everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Which is fine. I mean, most people aren't recording a podcast, so they don't really care.
Yeah, if you're coming to record a podcast, acoustically challenging.
It is. But
boring.
I'm not bringing it up for that reason.
Yawn.
I'm bringing it up because
no one cares.
It's Christmas time, and they had a singer in the shop, but you could hear the singing at every point of the building. And I'm just going to say, I mean, maybe I'm getting a bit geeky.
You said
here.
She sounds fucking dreadful. That's what you said at one point.
Right.
I thought she sounded brilliant.
Okay, but let me explain this.
Yeah.
She, the singer.
She has a name.
What was her name?
Joyce.
Joyce. Joyce.
Yeah.
Was a brilliant singer.
Yes, she was.
Do you know what the problem was?
What?
Whatever sound kit they gave her.
Oh, you're having to go to the sound man now, are you?
I bloody am. It was a horrible sound.
Sound man. That's, or woman.
That's what... Oh, yeah,
it was
sorry.
A woman, actually.
Sorry, sound person.
Yeah, she was called Janice.
Janice and Joyce.
Yeah, they were the sound crew.
Yeah. It was very ambient, but it was too much for me. When I wanted to be learning about Barley, I didn't want to be hearing the dulcet tones of Mariah Carey. And it was relentless. Like, that poor, poor singer did not have a break, and we were there for nearly 3 hours. Yeah.
Justice for Joyce.
Yeah. Joyce needs a better sound kit.
She is still singing.
She needs a break.
She hasn't had a break. She's still going now. And they're going to keep her going up until Boxing Day.
But I think if you're there outside the Christmas season, I'm sure they probably don't have any music at all. So not an issue. Yeah. Did you enjoy the singing?
I did enjoy the singing. It's
just me. It's just me being really, really grumpy. Do you think it was worth it?
I think, what did we pay? 28 euros.
Mm-hmm. I think with a booking fee, it was actually...
Was it? Mm. We spent a good few hours there. It's on the pricier side of things,
yeah.
But it's super high in demand, so they can command that. Like,
yeah.
Even, I don't know whether it's reduced at the minute, but like when we were turning up and leaving, there were people outside who thought they could just walk up on the day. So don't walk up on the day, book in advance.
I mean, it is the weekend.
Yeah, it is.
So peak times and all that.
Yeah.
But do book ahead. I think you definitely need to do that. I think it was quite pricey.
Yeah.
I think it's okay, though, because, as I said before, production value very high.
It is.
But it's a one-off thing. You do it once, you never have to do it again.
Yeah.
You don't need to revisit.
Tick that box.
Yeah. So, marks out of 10, what are you saying?
I'm going to give it a 7.25.
Why?
Because that's what I'm scoring it.
Why are you being awkward?
No.
Well, fortunately, well, it still makes it a bit decimal pointy. I'm going to give it a 7.
Oh, and that means a 7.125.
That's it. Is the overall score.
Yep.
All right. That I feel like that's done pretty well. For me, the creme de la creme of tourist attractions are when they're really good, which this was.
Yeah.
But really good value too.
Mm-hmm.
Which I feel like this was fine for value.
Fine for value.
But I don't get into the eights
good
until,
on
until it's like a cheap, cheap deal.
Good on experience.
Yeah. And that is it. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
As always, please rate and review.
Yeah, especially on Apple.
Yeah.
A written review on Apple's great.
Yeah, if you go to the page with all the episodes listed, you keep on scrolling down, keep on scroll. Find the bit with the stars, tap on 5.
Please.
You can write a review as well.
Thanks.
Thank you so, so much for listening. And we will speak to you in the next one.
See you in the next one.
Bye. Whoa.
Whoa.
Hold your horses.
Stop them.
Before you go, we do need to update you.
Yeah.
On something, which is that we have decided to take a 2-week break over Christmas.
14 days.
We are sorry. But the truth is that we've been trying to stay in so that we don't catch COVID, like
have
the rest
you heard
of London.
There is a pandemic going along.
Yeah.
We're not a news podcast, as it were.
No.
But we're giving you this news now that there is a pandemic.
I think that's breaking.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
It's called Omicron.
God, I'm very glad this isn't a news podcast.
Yeah.
But essentially, it's been a bit difficult to get out and about to tourist attractions. We're trying to stay safe so that we can go back to my family's for Christmas.
2 weeks off.
Yeah, so we're having 2 weeks. But if you are a Patreon, we will be posting something for you.
Yeah.
We may have an episode that never quite aired.
Yeah.
That we're going to talk you through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we couldn't use the audio from it.
Yeah. But we do have some usable audio from it. There'll be some general drinking at home that we'll share with you as well.
Yeah.
But otherwise, we will speak to you in the new year. So please look after yourself.
Have a lovely Christmas.
If you don't celebrate Christmas, have a lovely
holiday.
Festive season. Is that a good way to say it?
Happy December.
Have a lovely end of December. And we cannot wait to do more tipsy tourism in 2022.
Yeah.
Bye.
Hey, Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.